What up, everybody? It's your boy Rodney Perry, and this is the podcast. Up early today. It's 6:10 a.m. Definitely adding the podcast to my everyday schedule. What's on my mind this morning is friendship. Now, I have some real deal friends in my life. Cats like Harry Ratchford, cats like Joey Wells, Bone Hampton, David Arnold. And I guess we all have different tiers of friends, right? But I think I might be using that word a little too cavalierly. What do I mean? I was watching a podcast from a transgender young lady that I had done an interview with before, and her guest on that podcast that day was Flame Monroe. And Flame and I have known each other for some years now. So long story, what happened was the transgender lady and myself had gotten into a verbal debate on air on another podcast about the pronouns you use to address a transgender. And my whole take on it at that time was, look, you know, educate me before you just go off on me, you know. And but this today has nothing to do with her. So she had Flame on, and so I guess during the conversation she and I had, I referenced that Flame was a friend of mine. And so she mentioned that to Flame, and Flame was like, no, we ain't friends. But in her defense, she went on to say, Rodney, don't, you know, call and check on my kids or something to that effect. And in my mind, I had always considered Flame a friend. And it made me stop and evaluate what I regard as a friend. And maybe what you think as a friend is not what another person thinks a friend is or can be. So, say for instance, like Flame in that conversation, she was like, yo, you might need to talk to a person every day. That might be what's friendship to you. Or any number of things. Each one of your friends requires some different things. Chandrella Avery, friend of mine. You know, I know Chandrella may need me to be available when she needs me to be available. I know that. And so when I know she's in that space, I make myself available. And friends go through different things. And, you know, a person may not regard you as a friend till you show something. You show some loyalty. You show an ability to be there when everybody else is gone or faded. Maybe that's when a person becomes your friend. For me, if we ain't beefing, we friends. I was looking at a picture of myself and Lorel, comedian Lorel Howard. I'm looking at a photo, and man, it was just a cool little picture. And I'm like, yo, why aren't me and this dude friends? I mean, I understand when you get hot that you kind of want to limit your circle. And maybe I'm not in the inner circle, but ain't we still cool? I once got a call from Lorel. I appeared on the he was on the Gerard Carmichael show. I was on the show on Bounce called Family Time. I'm still on that show, actually. Just completed season 8. Anyway, he was like, yo, Rod, man, your timing is crazy, man. You never say a wrong thing. Dude, man, you're very dope. And also, I'm pretty sure when I was in the hospital, he was one of the people that reached out to me. And he's also the one who told Gerard Carmichael, who I don't know at all, who sent me flowers while I was in the hospital. And so it's a bit interesting to me that when I shoot him like a kind message, hey man, I hope all is well, he don't respond. And I'm like, well, maybe I pissed him off. Maybe we're just not friends. So my question today is, what's friendship? Like, are there levels to it? Is there an inner circle of friends and then followed by another tier of lesser friends, followed by another tier of lesser friends, and do someday you graduate to the inner circle or graduate to one more level up of friendship based on your behavior? Is all of that true? Is all of that untrue? Do you have any friends? As I get older, this is a friend to me. A friend is anybody you can call after midnight and they answer the damn phone. Like, I consider David Arnold a friend, but David don't answer my fucking call. Like, if I call Dave, but I fuck with Dave, you know? So that's even a skewed view. Maybe it's just some Rodney stuff, man. Like, I don't know. Even like my wife. Like, I think my wife and I have just become friends. We've been married 23 years. And we're friends now after all that time. Like, I think, anyway. So the question, man, I would love to hear you guys' feedback. Do you have friends? Do you have folks you consider friends that might not consider your ass a friend? I don't know. Like, I count Kevin Hart a friend, but he might not consider me a friend. He might not. And I wouldn't even be mad at him. I don't know. Again, maybe I'm using the word too cavalierly. Maybe it's just a word. What is a friend? I mean, you don't get to pick your family, but you get to pick your friends. Maybe your way of picking friends is different from other people's way of picking friends. If you're in my life, I probably consider you a friend. I mean, if you're either a friend or you're not in my world. But you don't have to hear from me every day either. But again, everybody's different. My little rules to friendship or engagement is maybe not yours. So how dare I? So to all my friends, I love you. I cherish you. I cherish our relationship. I cherish our conversations. I cherish our moments. Yeah. Rodney Perry. And, is this friendship? hit me up. Talk to me about it. Yeah.